Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. This podcast is for those who want to weave the habit of excellence into every area of life, not by big, grand, radical actions, but by small, consistent actions done with intention. This podcast is for those who are passionate about appreciating the time we have, building a life you feel proud to call yours, and being mindful of your actions, because how you show up really does matter. Welcome back. My name is Femi, and I am your host. This is episode number 4. It's all about mindset. Specifically, we're going to talk about cultivating a winning mindset that I hope will be your constant companion through life, through the challenges that we set up through the podcast, but also just in general. I believe that orienting your mind to look for what's going right is absolutely vital to your success in anything. It's vital also to managing the difficult emotions that can come up on a day-to-day basis. No matter what you're doing, there's bound to be a time when sadness comes up, disappointment comes up, doubt comes up, and you're going to need to really have a strong muscle of self-reliance, self-support, and looking for what's going right instead of ruminating constantly on what's going wrong or possibly how you're not good enough for this, that, and the other. Those I want to show you or hopefully demonstrate to you that that is just a bad strategy, basically. On the day-to-day basis, your strategy needs to be less thinking about external validation, less thinking about how you don't measure up and what's not going right, less thinking about what the actual outcomes are, and more focused on how am I showing up? Is the quality with which I'm showing up something that makes me proud? Is it up to my own standards or not? And what needs to change in order to make sure that I'm showing up in a way that makes me proud? How can I fix my mindset towards looking for wins versus looking for loss? That is more of an abundant growth mindset than always being in a scarcity mindset. And then the last thing is, instead of being so focused on the outcome, being focused on showing up to the process and submitting yourself to it, participating fully in your own life. And to get into this topic a little deeper, I do want to read you an excerpt from a great book called Daring Greatly by Brené Brown. If you have not heard of Brené Brown, I do not know where you have been, but she has gained a lot of notoriety over the last few years or so because of her work on vulnerability. If you have never heard of her or don't know her that well, please go to YouTube right now and listen to some of her TED Talks on vulnerability. If you have not read one of her many great books, I definitely recommend doing that. The ideas that she teaches about vulnerability and courage are absolutely necessary things to take in and do your best to embody, because, you know, growth, as we talked about, happens on the outside of your comfort zone, but that's also where you get, I think, more sensitive to life, because you are allowing life to touch you and impact you, and you're actively trying to sort of have a conversation and engage in your life in more and more authentic ways, which requires more courage and more vulnerability. So her work, it has absolutely been an aid to me over the years on just thinking about vulnerability differently and redefining what courage means. It doesn't have to mean, you know, you're grabbing a sword and running into bodily harm and possible death in battle. We have so many opportunities to exercise courage on a day-to-day basis. Sometimes it can be as simple as looking your own self in the eyes in a mirror and saying 10 nice things about yourself that are absolutely true. That is an incredibly vulnerable and courageous activity for some people. And some people really, really need to work on it because that is a very strenuous and hard activity for them to do. So it doesn't have to be these huge, courageous things. It's just really showing up and being all in on your own life and being on your own side, supporting yourself, being self-affirming, and just doing your best every day and going to sleep and waking up again and trying again. And it's just a continual process of that. So I'm going to read this excerpt from Daring Greatly. Brené Brown did base a lot of this work off of a speech of Theodore Roosevelt's called Citizenship in the Republic. And he's referring to this in this speech, he's referring to the man in the arena. You may have heard of it if you've read this. I think she said some of this in various talks and interviews as well. But I will read first the excerpt of Theodore Roosevelt's speech and then a little bit of what Brené Brown says after this and how that relates to us and cultivating a solid mindset, a winning mindset, a growth mindset, and how we can use this philosophy as we move forward in our monthly challenges. So the excerpt of the speech goes like this. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again. Because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause? Who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails daring greatly. And then she goes on to write, the first time I read this quote, I thought, this is vulnerability. Everything I've learned from over a decade of research on vulnerability has taught me this exact lesson. Vulnerability is not knowing victory or defeat. It's understanding the necessity of both. It's engaging. It's being all in. Vulnerability is not weakness. And the uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure we face every day are not optional. Our only choice is a question of engagement. Our willingness to own and engage with our vulnerability determines the depth of our courage and the clarity of our purpose. The level to which we protect ourselves from being vulnerable is a measure of our fear and disconnection. I think that is a great passage because that's what we're doing here. Anytime you're operating outside of your comfort zone, you will encounter uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure. And as Brené Brown says, or as she writes, those things on a day-to-day basis are not optional. But as we've all heard before, what you focus on expands. So if you're like the person from the speech who is the critic or the person who is pointing out how the strong man stumbles, you are focusing on all the ways things are not going to measure up. And the sad part is if you are doing that on a consistent basis for yourself, like you are already sort of tripping your own self up in your own attempts to be in the arena and engage with life by being overly critical, by focusing on how this is not going to work out, versus being the strong man, quote unquote, being the doer of the deeds, being the person who is actually in the arena, showing up on a day-to-day basis, facing uncertainty, facing risk, facing emotional exposure, but knowing that vulnerability is not a weakness. They are choosing to show up, and that is where their strength is. They are choosing to not be overcritical, but focus on showing up, focus on doing their best inside of the arena, knowing that there is no effort without error or shortcoming. You will mess up. You will not get it right the first time. You will miss a day or two of being consistent, but that's no reason to quit. That is reason to just be honest with yourself about where you're at. Go back to your intentions and why you got started taking these actions, why you wanted to move your life forward in the first place, why you wanted to show up more powerfully and different than you already are. Why did you start doing that? And then the last bit of that is fixing your mindset to focus on how you are winning. Now, if you haven't done it already, please go over to actionbreedsclarity.com so you can get your free resources. We walk you through our process of counting wins, which is focusing on internal wins and then also how those internal wins get you some of the external wins. So the most important thing here is to be gentle with yourself, to be compassionate towards yourself with the effort that you are taking, and to focus on winning so that that will expand in your life. The more you focus on that, the more you see how much evidence there is on a day-to-day basis of how you are measuring up, how you are winning, how things are going right, then the more life will give you to as evidence of exactly that you are winning. And so that is the perfect companion habit to just have in the background all the time as we start building other habits through the actions that we're going to take every month. Because, you know, no matter what, you're going to face uncertainty, risk, emotional exposure in life unless you are just completely numbing out and hiding from your own life. So those are guaranteed things. Those are guaranteed parts of the experience. But as you move forward and you push through and you're operating outside of your comfort zone, that stuff might come up more often. It's likely to come up more often. The more that you are risking, the more that you are growing outside of your comfort zone, the more you're going to experience that vulnerability. But imagine how much more difficult that would be if you are constantly criticizing yourself, constantly complaining about things, constantly seeing the worst in every situation, versus if you were pushing forward, exposing yourself to vulnerability, increasing your capacity for courage, and exercising a winning mindset by looking and focusing on all the ways that you are measuring up, all the ways that you are showing up, all the ways that you're taking action in alignment with the things that you want, all the ways that things are working out, all the ways that positive things can happen. So it's kind of like that Albert Einstein quote where he says, there are two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle. So I want to apply that to us as we're taking action. There are two ways to take action. You can take action as if you'll never measure up and everything is rigged and it's not in your favor. Or you can take the mindset on that things are working out for me. Things are working in my favor. There's a way that I am winning at least every day, and I'm going to focus on that. And that is what I will leave you with as we come to an end of the last episode, preparing us to take action on these monthly journeys that we're going to go on together. Again, just remember AIM, which stands for Admit, Intentions, and Mindset. Go back through these as often as you need to for a refresher on how to navigate those difficult emotions or the feeling of discomfort as you start to stretch yourself and take new actions and show up differently to your life. And also just as a reminder that you're okay. Feeling what comes up is part of the process. Feeling that emotional exposure is part of the process. The outcome is a lot less important than the choice of actually showing up as you are and knowing that's enough and giving your all to whatever it is that you want to create in your life and figuring out how you can focus on the things that you do actually have control over instead of focusing so much on whether or not the outcome happens. Because at the end of the day, you set yourself up for success a lot more if you're focused on how you show up and what you can do internally in your internal dialogue, in your mindset, and externally in your own actions, choices, behavior, attitudes. You set yourself up for far more success in that way, whether the outcome comes up or not, versus absolutely putting yourself at a more of a disadvantage by solely focusing on the things that you do not have control over. So again, when in doubt, go back to aim, admit how you're really feeling, go back to your original intentions, and then make sure that you have a winning mindset. And with that, that's where I'll leave you before we get into the next episode and officially start our first challenge together. I am so excited to go on this journey with you all. I'm excited to see everybody's wins and their takeaways. Don't forget to tag us on social media if you post about your wins and takeaways. And also make sure you go to actionbreedsclarity.com. Get your free resources before we start our first official challenge. I will see you in the next episode. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe so you can be notified when a new episode is posted. Like and review this podcast and share it with your friends so they can follow along too as we all take action together each month. Plus, that's added accountability for you. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you choose to invest in yourself, take action even if you don't feel ready, and build a life you're proud to have through consistent and intentional action, because how you show up really matters. Lastly, make sure you visit actionbreedsclarity.com to get your free resources. I'll see you in the next episode.